Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
But I want to give a reality check here to Elizabeth, because no one on this stage wants to protect billionaires, not even the billionaire. We just have different approaches. Your idea is not the only idea.
And sometimes I think that Senator Warren is more focused on pitting some part of the country against the other instead of lifting people up.
That was Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke setting their sights on Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at last night's fourth Democratic debate in Westerville, Ohio. Warren clearly replaced former Vice President Joe Biden as the center stage target. She was undaunted in her call for structural change.
I'm not willing to give up and let a handful of monopolists dominate our economy and our democracy. It's time to fight back.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders didn't face as much heat, except on his proposed overhaul of the healthcare system.
Senator Sanders, do you want to respond?
I get a little bit tired, I must say. A people defending a system which is dysfunctional, which is cruel.
South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg sparred with Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard on the role of U.S. troops supporting Kurds in Syria. Gabbard said that the U.S. should not have been involved in regime change in Syria to begin with, and here's how Buttigieg responded.
Look, I didn't think we should have gone to Iraq in the first place. I think we need to get out of Afghanistan. But it's also the case that a small number of specialized special operations forces and intelligence capabilities were the only thing that stood between that part of Syria and what we're seeing now, which is the beginning of a genocide and the resurgence of ISIS.
Buttigieg also had a more heated exchange with Beto O'Rourke regarding the practicality of a mandatory buyback program for assault weapons. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro took that opportunity to address the recent police shooting of a Tatiana Jefferson in her own home in Fort Worth, Texas.
I am not going to give these police officers another reason to go door to door in certain communities, because police violence is also gun violence, and we need to address that.
Reproductive rights surfaced in the context of Supreme Court nominations and in the wake of recent state abortion bans. Here's New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Women should not be the only ones taking up this cause and this fight. It's because women are people, and people deserve to control their own bodies.
Tulsi Gabbard shared the field's unanimous support for Roe v. Wade. She and Klobuchar backed some restrictions on third trimester abortions.
I agree with Hillary Clinton on one thing, disagree with her on many others, but when she said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare, I think she's correct.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.